Crowds gathered outside Burma's insane prison this week to welcome inmates who gained release after their sentences were commuted. Few of the estimated 1,500 political prisoners were among them. Last October, authorities released some 200 prisoners of conscience. Labor activist Susu Nwe was among them. She has returned to the same work that got her arrested in the first place.
What I'm doing is to work to eliminate forced labor. Before I was sent to jail, that is what I was doing too. I'm doing that again, and also working against farmland seizures.
Despite the government's political opening that encourages activists like Susu Nwe, opposition leaders in Burma say they do not expect quick reforms in favor of a pragmatic approach for dealing with the government.
We want to be free all, but we don't expect all because the government makes the changes in every aspect slowly. So we don't want to expect all free.
The newly formed National Human Rights Commission for the first time was recently allowed to inspect insane prison, where many political prisoners are held. Commission Chairman Win Ra says even though the group is independent, it must work within the law and does not directly contradict the government's position that there are no political prisoners in Burma.
There's a lot of emphasis being put on what is termed as prisoners of conscience, but the government says there are no prisoners of conscience. The Commission of Human Rights addresses all the prisoners who can contribute towards the democratization process.
Following this week's prisoner release, pro-democratic parties are now looking forward to April by-elections as another small step toward political reform. This is Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Rangoon.